Dirty Nerds.
Social media is a beautiful place when it comes down to business, but when it comes down to individuals, it isn't so good.
The Naughty Nerds Podcast. Weekly marketing tips and tricks for the true nerd in you.
Social media overall is something that is valued, great for businesses, but when it comes down to individual people, I think it comes with a lot of baggage, one might say. And the main thing around that and what I wanted to speak about is around people that own businesses and the things that they see on social media, comparing themselves to others and a load of different things in between. Now, years and years ago, let's take it back before the social media days, business owners that owned businesses, entrepreneurs, wouldn't have and wouldn't be able to see the success of the others that we see today. For example, someone that owned a business 60, 70 years ago, yes, they might see their friends in the pub or at a nice dinner, etc., talking about their businesses, how well they're doing, how badly they're doing, etc., but you would not see the things that we see nowadays on social media, on YouTube, and on other different platforms. For example, nowadays it is so common to see six, seven-figure agency owners, digital marketing agency owners, business owners on socials talking about their business, their successes, showing off their watches, showing off their private jets, showing off their cars, their houses, etc. And for someone that is sort of your average business owner that is doing well, turning over a good amount, making a good bit of profit, it can a lot of the times be not a facade, but a mixture of emotions when watching those types of videos. Yes, there is a degree of inspiration, but also there's a lot of baggage that comes with that. Self-doubt, critique, comparison to others, and it can lead you down a rabbit hole of loads of different things. And if you think years and years ago, even before the example I gave just now about business owners 60, 70 years ago, even before that, Julius Caesar, Warren Buffett, all of these cool people that did amazing things. You read their books now, you hear their words, you get inspired by their words, learn how they did things, but it's not in an egotistical way. And I think, yes, a lot of these things are based around marketing. For example, info product courses where they're trying to sell you a course to do a certain thing, they're going to show off and say that they are six, seven figures owners. And yes, they might be. One of my very good friends owns an info product company where they do exactly the same. However, there is an elegance around that. And it's not a, oh my God, I'm a flashy guy, this is me. He's built his success, he shows his success, but in a way that isn't in your face, and this is sort of what I've achieved kind of vibe. And it works. He's built up a very good reputation by doing so. A few years ago, I mentioned this way back in a podcast episode. I was in my first or second therapy session. My therapist said to me, "Tom, who's your role model?" And at the time I said Iman Gaji, who's a younger than me, SMMA, social media marketing agency owner, followed him on YouTube, really liked his stuff, bought some of his clothing, etc. Really cool guy that I really looked up to. When you look behind the scenes of what's gone on, when you look behind the scenes of a person, when you compare yourself and said, well, why do you see him as a role model? Oh, he's done really well in business. That was pretty much it. I don't know him as a person. I don't know his personality. I don't know his family. I don't know what he's done in his life apart from his business. And that's all that I looked up to. And yes, I think it's important that we have these role models in terms of a business in a figuratively speaking way. But then I actually said, well, no. After we went through the whole deep diving through that, it was actually, I would say my role model is myself in 10 years' time, someone that I want to be. This is what I want to do. This is where I want to be. And I think a lot of the times with social media, we can compare ourselves to others, and it is a very dangerous rabbit hole. I do it myself all the time, and I limit my time on social media now because of it. You go on YouTube and you see these people that have all these flash cars, etc., and they're bragging about what they do. I could go out and do exactly the same thing if I really wanted to, but I don't want to because I'd rather spend money on other things. And it's a bit of it's an interesting path, and I might record something about this in future, about that particular subject, but it's a case of it isn't really needed. Yes, it makes really good content. People enjoy it. But from a business point of view and an entrepreneur point of view, you are comparing yourself and you are setting yourself up to fail. Because let's say, for example, Iman, a young guy, I think at the time of 16 or 17, he was making 30, 40, 50K a month, maybe more. I'm just pulling things out of thin air what I think it would be. At that time, at that point in my life, I wasn't making that kind of money. And you would compare yourself and then you'd feel bad because actually the success that you've done is amazing compared to other people that you know and other people you see on socials. But then when you compare it to one specific person, you're like, actually, I really failed. And I think that is where the problem lies with social media, with this entrepreneur hustle mindset kind of thing, because it's not needed. It's going to set you back massively if you don't achieve the goals of what you want to achieve. And it's putting people up to fail before they even begin. People starting businesses think, you know, from all this content that is out there on social media at the moment, that within 6 months, I'm going to be at 10K a month. Within 1 year, I'm going to be doing 200K a month. And it realistically, it's not really going to happen. And when you get to that point, you're ultimately setting yourself up for failure. It's a psychological thing that is, you know, you're comparing yourself to someone else who is on a completely different league to you. They might have been working 5 years before you even started. And you don't know and see the full picture. I think this is a major reason of why social media can be so damaging. As well, if you look at it from a body confidence point of view, right? Take away the business side. You might be flicking through Instagram. You might be flicking through TikTok. You might see all these guys that are really ripped. Or if you're a girl, you might see people that have great figures, all of the other stuff, etc. And you're immediately thinking, I don't look like that. And something that has not sort of put my mind into perspective, but I recorded a number of different videos of like health things that I do, sauna, massages, chiropractic, vitamin supplements, all that kind of stuff. But I actually haven't dealt with the main cause, which is, got hair in my mouth, exercise, right? I've never been a physical fit person, but I've done all these other things to help with up here, but I've never really focused on my body, on my gut, on other things. So I started fencing in September. I've really enjoyed it. I've been going to the gym now. I have a coach where we, you know, look at what I'm intaking. I'm doing a gut microbiome test, all different kind of things. But that's not because of the things I see on social media. It's because of me as a realization to myself of actually I'm doing all these things for my mental health, but I'm not doing actually anything for my physical health, right? And that's not because I want to get ripped in a six pack and go on the beach and take loads of selfies and be like, look at me, because you're adding fuel to the fire. And yes, if you have a body like that, you should be proud of it. But business and personal stuff, it is just, and I think the reason why a lot of people that start off in entrepreneurship, in business, have this massive hustle mindset is because it's all they've seen on social media. And it's a completely normal thing to see on social media and comparing yourself to others. And it doesn't need to happen. If you think about it logically, who is your role model? Don't think of a monetary value. Think of your ethics, yourself as an individual, not rather than the money side. You will build your success and do what you need to do without comparing yourself to someone else. You will always be not as good as someone, but ultimately there will always be someone that isn't doing as good as you. And that is a completely normal thing, but we don't need to get ourselves into this psyche of working ourselves up. And, you know, when you don't achieve what someone else is achieving, that is simply okay. Because what you need to do more often than not is turn around and look at what you've achieved so far, which is something that I don't do enough. And I urge and encourage you to do the same thing. There we go. Words of wisdom, slight rant, but something that is super important for people to talk about and bring in to your mindset. I don't know, I'm pointing to my eyes, your mindset of owning a business, being an entrepreneur, leading a team, etc. Stay awesome, stay safe. And if you are looking to go to an amazing SEO conference, we are going to be in Budapest. No, we're not going to be in Budapest. That was in October. We're going to be in Zakopane in Poland. If that's how you pronounce it. In May, I think it's the 14th to the 19th, or maybe the 15th to the 19th. Myself and Jacob have been speaking on stage. We were sponsoring the pre-drinks of the conference, as well as the party. There's going to be lots of vodka involved, might be a lot of beer involved. So we'd love to see you there. There's some links in the description to a bit more about the conference. It's all about SEO. There's some tickets, discount codes on there as well. Would love to see you there, have a chat about all things nerdy. And there you go. Stay nerdy.